Hello everyone, I'm Blank Cool Tech. My name is Richard Pipitone, and I'd like to talk about the Creative Zen MP3 player. To make this recording, I'm using an $8 Radio Shack USB headset microphone and Windows sound recorder, and my screen reader is System Access, which I don't think you'll be able to hear due to the fact the headset microphone is plugged in. About a year ago, I listened to another podcast on Blank Cool Tech about a different Zen MP3 player. It was called the Zen Stone. I'll have to give credit to the person who did that one, because he must have been good. As soon as I bought mine, I was immediately able to use every feature on the Zen Stone MP3 player without asking anyone for help. The Zen Stone has great sound, and it's not much bigger than a book of matches, and all of its controls are very easy to use. The Zen Stone has two features that were really important to me. The first feature is the ability to easily change folders. For those who have not already listened to the other podcasts about the Zen Stone, on the top right edge is a three-position switch. Left in the middle, the songs will just play in normal order, song after song, through folder after folder. If you push the switch to the right, then you get shuffle playback, and if you should push the switch to the left and let go, it is spring-loaded and will pull itself back to the middle position. And by doing this push to the left and letting go is how you switch from folder to folder. Unfortunately, it's only one direction, which I don't suppose is a problem unless you make tons of folders. The second feature I like about the Zen Stone is that when it is turned off and then turned back on, it will start right at the spot where it was when you turned it off, which I found great. I suppose it doesn't matter too much if all you're listening to is just songs, but I like to record longer things like Leo Laporte. I get his podcast, and they are 2 hours long. It's a standard MP3 file, and the Zen Stone, well, I guess most MP3 players would consider it to be just a music file, however, 2 hours long. So in cases like that, it is especially handy that when you shut it off, you actually have to have it go back to where it was when you turn it back on, or you'll quickly give up listening to the 2 hour podcasts. I would hate it if I had already listened to, say, about 45 minutes of the podcast and turned it off or the battery went dead, and then when I turned it back on, to be back at the beginning of it. That would be very frustrating, and this is truly, to me, one of its nicer points. And by the way, it not only plays MP3s of any bitrate, but WAV and WMA files also. I like the Zen Stone so much that I thought I'd buy myself a second unit or a backup unit. So every time I found myself at Walmart, I was always going to the electronics section to see how much the Zen Stone was. I paid $38 for mine, as I said about a year ago, and was hoping to get it at a better price. Over the months, I saw it drop down to, I think it was $28. And then about a month ago, I was back at Walmart, and to my horror, I discovered they no longer had it in stock. But I was quickly surprised to discover what they had to replace it with. Before I go further, though, I think I need to back up about 6 months. One fateful day in Walmart, about 6 months ago, my wife told me she saw the Zen Stone, or at least she thought it was, in a locked display case. I'd like to point out at this point, though, that the Zen Stone originally is 1 gig capacity, and what my wife was looking at was 2 gigs. And she said it looked almost the same, almost identical. My wife said that the only difference she could see is that it had a small window, a small display, and she gave it to me to touch, and I could. The first thing I noticed was that the little three-way switch on the top right edge, you could not push it to the left, and therefore you could not change folders, or at least in the way that I was able to on my first Zen Stone. So I was a little bit hesitant, but nevertheless I still bought it, and in less than one day I knew I had made a mistake. This MP3 player came with an FM radio, and between auto scan, manual scan, finding presets, I was hopelessly lost, as I couldn't see the display window, and I couldn't tell when I had it set so that I could play back my my music, and I was miserable without the ability to change folders. So the next day, I went back to Walmart, and they took it back with no questions. Okay, I think this is the part where I begin to start talking about what I found in Walmart a month ago. It's the Creative Zen, not to be confused with the first one, was the Zen Stone. The two look exactly the same. All the controls are identical. They're in the same place and work in the same manner. The first thing you notice is that it's a little bit bigger. It's about 2 inches wide, maybe an inch and a half tall, and a half inch thick. The two units are so identical, in fact, that there is absolutely no learning curve. I was immediately able to use every feature, and my beloved folder button was there. And, well, I think there's a few reasons why it's bigger. And I believe I mentioned a couple minutes ago that the Zen Stone had a capacity of 1 gig. The Creative Zen has a capacity of 2 gigs, but I don't think that's the reason that it's larger. The Zen Stone has a playback time of approximately 12 to 13 hours, and the Creative Zen has a playback time of 20 hours, and therefore I suspect that it might have a larger battery. As soon as I got it home, I plugged it into the computer using the supplied USB cable, and within about maybe 15 minutes, I had a couple of hundred songs imported to it, and all I had to do was wait the approximately 2 to 3 hours, according to the instructions, is all that it would take to give it a full charge. I really can't say from experience that the battery does play back for 20 hours. I haven't tested it. My use is intermittent. One day I might use it for an hour or two, and then I might go a couple days without using it. It's week after week, that's pretty much how I do it. I did use it today. I used it for an hour on the treadmill. But anyways, I do charge it about once a week, and it has never gone dead on me in between charges. Oh, and incidentally, there's one other feature that it has that could probably cause it to be larger than the Zen Stone. It has a built-in speaker. It's a small speaker, probably not more than an inch in diameter, but at full volume, everybody can hear it in a room that's about, say, 20 feet by 20 feet, if the room is quiet, of course. Now, if you wanted to listen to it in a car, you'd have to have the volume about halfway up, and hold it a few inches from your ear. I like listening to my talk podcasts if I'm waiting at in a waiting room at a doctor's office. I turn it up just loud enough, one or two notches from the lowest volume setting that it has, and hold it right next to my ear. And it's extremely handy to use that way, because you're not always, you don't always feel like untangling your wire for your earbuds, and your headphones might be at home. So in an emergency, I like to use it that way. But when I do get it to use it at home, I change it to another folder that contains music, plug in my stereo headphones, and once again, it sounds great, just like the first Zen player I talked about. They both have great sound. You might laugh, but there is one thing I don't much like about it. The Zen Stone, was black. Matter of fact, they're both black. I know because my wife told me so. And the first one, the Zen Stone, feels smooth, polished. It's feels shiny. The second one, the Creative Zen, is I think they call it matte. It's sort of a rougher finish. But if that's the worst thing I can find about it, then I still think it's a great unit. I don't really know what colors the Creative Zen comes in. As I told you, mine's black. When we were at Walmart, my wife spotted one that was pink. She quickly told me that black would be more appropriate for me. I'll give a brief description of the unit for those of you who have not listened to the Zen Stone podcast on Blank Cool Tech, which I believe is still listed there. On the face of the unit and slightly to the right, there is a small button, maybe a half inch in diameter. And around this button is another set of controls. I don't know really how to describe it. It's like a ring or a circle around the center button. Pressing and holding the center button for a few seconds, maybe 3 or 4 seconds, will turn the unit on, and vice versa. Holding it for 3 or 4 seconds turns the unit off. Pressing the center button quickly is your play and pause button. Now, on the ring around that center button, if you press it at the position of 12 o'clock, that'll be your volume up. Press it at 6 o'clock is volume down. You press it at 9 o'clock is a previous song. If you hold that button down, it'll go backwards, playing the song at about 2 or 3 times normal speed. The button at the 3 o'clock position on that ring, of course, is next song. If you press it once each time, you go ahead each a song for every press. Or if you press it and hold it, it will be your fast forward at 2 or 3x. The headphone jack is on the top edge on the left side. And as I said previously, there's a switch on the right that, if left alone in the center position, will just play your songs and folders in the normal order. If you push that switch to the right, it'll shuffle play them. And if you push it to the left and let go, the spring mechanism pulls it back to center position and will push you to the next folder. The only other control, not really a control, there is a hole on the bottom edge, and that is for the USB, which not only for you to download your music to, but also will recharge the battery. The only thing on the back side of the player are some slotted openings above the speaker. Oh, I almost didn't mention this. It really does me no good. There is a small LED, a pinhole-sized LED on the front of the unit, and I think it's to indicate that it's on or off, or if it's being recharged. I can't see it, but maybe some of you will be able to use that feature. In trying to sum all of this up, I'll compare the two very quickly. The Zen Stone and the Creative Zen are identical in all the buttons, where the shape of them and where they're placed. The headphone jack, USB hole in the bottom, they're all in the same place in both units. Neither one has an FM radio in it. The outside shape of the case is identical. The differences are that the Creative Zen has 2 gig memory as opposed to 1, and it has the built-in speaker and a longer battery life. And I'd also like to mention that about a year ago, when I bought the first one, it was $38 at Walmart. And the second one, which is much better than the first, at least in my opinion, is $38. Now I'm left in the same position I was a year ago. Every time I go back to Walmart, I check out the Creative Zen to see if the price is coming down. So far it has not. But I expect for the holidays, if it drops close to maybe $30 or so, I'll buy myself a backup. Or maybe I'll wait and see if Santa Claus brings me one. However, I think I'll have better luck if I tell my wife what I want for Christmas. I hope I have done a fairly good job at describing the Creative Zen MP3 player's features. If anyone has any questions, my email address is ricky@samobile.net. That's ricky@samobile.net. Or you can also try ricky_may1950@yahoo.com. That's ricky_may1950@yahoo.com.